ఐం గురవే నమః ఓం పరమగురవే నమః క్లీం గళాయ నమః క్లీం చైతన్యాయ నమః క్లీం నిత్యానందాయ నమః శ్రీం క్లీం రాధాకృష్ణాభ్యాం నమః ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం గోపీజనవల్లభాయ స్వః ఓం హ్రీం భువనేశ్వరాయ నమః Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarad Iva Sahishnuna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari, Harinama, 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 Iva Kivalam, Kalo Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatiranyata. This is our annual program, which we have been doing. This is our fifth year here in the home of the Dalal family. Let us specially bless, and we're offering this program for the benefit of Anjana Ben. Let's all chant the Maha Mantra one time, everybody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We are in the month of Damodar, and I have selected special verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, which I will read and speak about in between the different chanters. So Batuk, that means you're next. So be ready. If you're ready to hear the first recitation, please confirm by saying Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Very good. So this first excerpt is from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 8. It is one of the prayers Queen Kunti recited to Krishna when Krishna was about to leave Hastinapur and return to Dwaraka after the battle of Kurukshetra. So Krishna was approached by his aunt Kunti Devi. She said many beautiful prayers. This is one of them. Gopyada de twai kritaga sidamatava yate dashashru kalilanjana sambramaksham Vaktrang niya bhaya bhavanaya stithasya samang vimohayati bir apiyad bibeti. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Kunti Devi said, my dear Krishna, Yashoda took up a rope to bind you when you committed an offense, and your perturbed eyes overflooded with tears, which washed the mascara from your eyes, and you were afraid, though fear personified is afraid of you. This sight is bewildering to me. So, I will now ask a question. Where is Krishna Kumar? Where did he go? He should be here. So, Batukji, my very good friend, what was the offense that Krishna committed that made Yashoda take up a rope?
He broke the pot, butter pot, and he was feeding the butter to the monkeys. And
yes, very good. Excellent. Oh, now Krishna Kumar is here. Good. I can't go on without you. Sit next to Bhishma Pita. Directions are on the website. What is the problem? I even used the website to get here today.
I did too.
All right. So, Kunti is bewildered because fear personified is afraid of Krishna. We learned this in the very first canto when the sages of Naimisharanya, headed by Shonaka Rishi, they were questioning Suta Goswami. And one of the things he said was, fear personified is afraid of Krishna's name. Devotees knowing this, whenever they're in danger, Hare Krishna,
Krishna.
Immediately they call, Hey Govinda, Hey Gopal, they immediately cry out. And we see in the Krishna Leela, in 10th canto, whenever the devotees of Vrindavan especially, whenever there's any kind of danger, Krishna, Uttara, when Uttara was feeling that her embryo was dying because of the fiery Brahmastra arrow sent by Ashvatthama, Uttara immediately cried out to Krishna to save, not her, to save the baby in her womb. Quite remarkable. She even said, let it kill me, but my baby must live. Outstanding high consciousness, as high as the ceiling here. I love doing programs here in this. It's like a big palace. I love this house. We have to do programs twice a year now in this house. That's what we have to do. Twice a year. Now, we already have 14 devotees online. So everybody say Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
All right. So, this site, Kunti Devi is remembering. Because devotees, that's what they do. They remember the pastimes of Krishna. That is their business, to hear, to chant, and remember. Especially this month of Damodar, it's winding down now. It ends on, I think, Wednesday or Thursday. So all month we have been singing the Damodar Ashtak prayer, which we will do tonight. We will chant those Damodar Ashtaka prayers. And devotees have simply been remembering this Damodar Leela. And so Kunti, she's aware of this incident of Krishna. Let's do another two before we go. So this next one is from Canto 2. Please repeat. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Tokena Jiva Harnanam Yad Ulukikayas Trimasi kasya chapada shakato pravritta yad ringatantara gatena divispishurva unmulanang twitteratarjunayor nabhavyam. So this chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, father is instructing son. Brahma, the father, is instructing his favorite son, Narad. Lord Brahma has many great sons. Narada is his best son. So, in this chapter, Brahma has been going over all the different Leela avatars that appear in a day of Brahma. And he spent quite a considerable time going over selected incidents in the Krishna Leela. So this is one of them. O Narada, There is no doubt about Lord Krishna's being the Supreme Lord. And after all, it's Lord Brahma who says, Ishvara Paramaha Krishnaha Sachid Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adya Govinda Saravakarna Karnam. It's from Lord Brahma we learn this important fact. Ishvara Paramaha, the Supreme Controller. There are many controllers, but the Supreme Controller, he says, Krishna. And Krishna's original name? Govinda. Everyone say.
Govinda.
And all Lord Brahma is doing is repeating what Krishna himself says in his Bhagavad Gita, Mattak Parataram Nanyat. Krishna says in chapter 7, verse 7, no truth is superior to me. And he says it another way in chapter 10, in the Bhagavad Gita Chatu Sloki, Aham Savasya Prabhava Mattak Sarvam Pravartite Iti Matva Bhajante Mang Buddha Bhava Samanvita. Those who are actually learned and wise, they worship me, they surrender to me, they serve me. Why? Because they know I am the source of everything that be. Whether it be material or spiritual, Krishna says it comes from me. So Brahma is saying here, there's no doubt about Lord Krishna's being the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, how is it possible for him to kill the giant demon Putana, when he was just on the lap of his mother? Yes, Krishna was maybe a month old when Putana came to attack. Krishna didn't have time to practice mystic yoga, but he was able to kill the Putana demon, or to overturn a cart with his leg when he was only 3 months old. There was a festival going on, and Mother Yashoda wanted to see and hear from the Brahmins who were chanting Vedic hymns. So she put baby Krishna underneath the cart, which had all kinds of utensils. And when Krishna woke up, he was crying, and he kicked the cart, and that cart was the residence of a big demon, Shakatasura. And because Krishna kicked the cart, the demon was killed by Krishna. He was only 3 months old. Or to uproot a pair of Arjuna trees so high that they touched the sky. That happens after the Damodar Leela. Because after Yashoda tied up Krishna, Krishna said, my mother thinks that now I won't do any mischief because I'm all tied up. Krishna said, but now I'm going to do more mischief. This is why children do mischief. They're following in the footsteps of Krishna. So Krishna was tied to the grinding mortar, and he started to crawl, because the exact Sanskrit word, ringata, he was crawling. Recently, one of my godbrothers challenged me. Krishna was not crawling. So I didn't rebut him, but I did my homework. And then I sent him an email. I showed him two or three places where it directly says crawling. I felt vindicated. I defeated this Mahapandit. So that's why this word. So Brahma says Krishna was crawling. So he crawled between the two trees, and the wooden grinding mortar got stuck, the trees, and Krishna crawled and pulled with great strength. The trees came crashing down. Out came two demigods, the sons of Kuvera, Nalakuvara and Manigrive, which is also in the song that we're going to sing during Arti. We're going to do that song during Arti. So those two demigods had been cursed by Narad. So that's subsequent to this whole Damodar Leela. All these activities are impossible for anyone other than the Lord Himself. Yes, that is one of the definitions of God. One of the definitions of God is He can do things nobody else can do. If everybody can do it, then that doesn't make you special. Special means you can do something nobody else can do. That's God. He has this potency called Achintya Shakti. Everyone can say?
Achintya Shakti.
Achintya Shakti means inconceivable. Yes. It's inconceivable that a 7-year-old boy... How old are you? How old are you? 6. So, next year you'll be 7. When Krishna was 7 years old, he lifted a mountain and held it up for 7 days and 7 nights, just like this, effortlessly. Have you seen a 7-year-old child do that? We've never seen. Krishna could do that. Why? Inconceivable potency. We just heard he killed the demon Putana when he was maybe 1 month old. So, Lord Brahma is teaching us in Srimad Bhagavatam that God means inconceivable power. You can't imagine it. One more, and then Batukji will sing his favorite bhajan. Grinita yad yad upavanda mamushya mata shulabang sutasyana tutatad amushya mati Yaj drimbatosya vadane bhuvanani gopi svangshi sangviksha shankitamana prativoditasit. So this is also Lord Brahma, same chapter. He's instructing Narada on different lila avatars. O Narada, when the cowherd woman, Krishna's foster mother, Yashoda, because who's Krishna's real mother? Devaki. We heard about that last night when we had our final program at the home of Pushpa and Shekhar Agarwal. My first Bhagavat, can't say Saptaha, Bhagavat Kintaha. Very nice. So we heard last night the reunion when Yashoda and Nanda were informed by Vasudeva and Devaki. Yes, you have a question. Then if that's what is written, that's what is written. I present the way Prabhupada presents as standard in Bhagavatam and Krishna book. Yes, I know. I'm not challenging that. But what I'm saying is, I present Prabhupada's version. Anyone who knows me, that's my standard. Prabhupada's version. This way there's no confusion. But you are correct. I have also heard that. Okay. And we heard last night the reason why Krishna appeared to Vasudeva and Devaki first as Narayan Vishnu, because he wanted to impress upon them, this is the third time I have appeared as your son. Because he informed them, previously I was your son, Prishni Garba, when you two were Prishni and Sutapa. Then a second time I was your son when you were Kashyapa and Aditi. Now this is the third time I'm coming as your son. You are now Devaki and Vasudev. Reincarnation. So Krishna did that to impress upon them. This is your third and this is your final appearance. Now after this, you're returning to my abode, Goloka Vrindavan. So, when Krishna's foster mother Yashoda was trying to tie the hands of her son with ropes, she found the rope to be always insufficient in length. How much insufficient?
2 fingers.
2 fingers or 2 inches. And the story was, or should I say, the history was, because who thinks these Krishna Leelas are just myths? Anybody here think that this Krishna Leela is mythology? Anybody? Good. It's history. It's fact. It's science. It actually took place in your country. What's that?
Bharatvarsha.
Yes. Not in your Belinda. Is somebody what?
It's mythology.
There are many reasons. I gave one at the start of one of the programs this week. Vyasadev and Shukadeva Goswami are not going to waste their time writing fairy tales. They're much more highly advanced than that. They've got better things to do than write children's fairy tales. That's not their objective. Vyasadeva is such a brilliant scholar. Shukadeva Goswami was self-realized in the womb. That's not their objective. Their objective is to speak the absolute truth. That's one argument. Second argument is, why would thousands of generations spend so much time poring over each and every word of Srimad Bhagavatam if it was simply a myth? Great scholars and pundits spend years poring over each syllable, not because it's some myth, but because there's great transcendental knowledge. Number three, we're learning this in our Chaitanya Charitamrita class at Radharaman Temple. Lord Chaitanya is impressing upon the sannyasis, the Mayavadis in Benares, that we take this words of Krishna as it is. We don't interpret. Prabhupada makes the point. Yes, in Bhagavatam there are allegorical stories, but it is specifically indicated this is an allegorical story. Not that you global, oh, the whole thing's a mythology or an allegory. No. Bhagavatam is such science, when it's an allegory, it'll stipulate this is an allegorical study, story. Not that, oh, the whole thing. No. Then you'll miss, you won't reap the benefit. You'll miss out. You'll cheat yourself. When it says that Krishna left Govardhan Hill for 7 days, we take it as it is. The first night at Shekhar's house, or the second night, we read the story of the churning of the ocean of milk. One of the incidents I forgot to leave out. Remember, the mountain was in the ocean. It sank. They needed a pivot. So Lord Krishna appeared as Kurma. Kurma at that time assumed a form of 800 million miles. We take it as it is. We don't speculate. Oh, that's... No. Who are me to speculate? If Shukadeva Goswami and Vyasadeva have written 800 million miles, that's what it is. We treat Vyasadeva and Shukadeva Goswami as transcendental scientists. Does anybody tell a doctor or a scientist, when a doctor or a scientist says something, you don't go, oh, that's mythology. No, if the doctor tells you or the scientist tells you something, you accept it. You're a layman. What do you know? Yesterday, I went to see a doctor, and they were doing some echo thing of my heart. So after, the lady doctor was showing me, see here, see here, see here. She was so, what am I going to say? Oh, that's mythology. No, I take what she says. She's the doctor, not me. So Vyasadeva and Shukadeva Goswami are the doctors. We take the prescription as it is. Good enough? Have I given you enough ammunition? Well, you asked the question. All right. So although she tried to tie the hands of her son with ropes, she always found the rope to be always insufficient. And when she finally gave up, Lord Krishna, by and by, opened his mouth, wherein the mother found all the universes situated. Seeing this, she was doubtful in her mind, but she was convinced in a different manner of the mystic nature of her son. So it appears there that Brahma is combining two incidents into one. Because the way it appears in 10th canto, there were two occasions when Krishna revealed to Yashoda that the whole universe was within his mouth. One time was when his friends accused him, you're eating dirt. Mother Yashoda, your Krishna's eating dirt. They wanted to get Krishna in trouble, which sometimes kids do. They tell the parents, your son did this, 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 this. Krishna said, I didn't eat dirt. Mother Yashoda, being a good mother, open your mouth. Let me see if you've eaten dirt. So when she looked in Krishna's mouth, she saw the whole cosmic manifestation. She saw herself and she saw Krishna in his mouth. Do you see that when you look in your child's mouth? What do you see? Teeth, germs, cavities, and candy after Halloween. But Yashoda sees within the mouth of her son the whole cosmic. She becomes bewildered. And then she realizes, I don't know. Maybe Krishna is some demigod. I don't know. But in any case, he's my son. Everyone chant the Maha Mantra, please.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Batukji, it's fact, it's science. It actually took place in your country. What's that? Yes, not in your Belinda. Is somebody what?
It's mythology.
There are many reasons. I gave one at the start of one of the programs this week. Vyasadeva and Shukadeva Goswami are not going to waste their time writing fairy tales. They're much more highly advanced than that. They've got better things to do than write children's fairy tales. That's not their objective. Vyasadeva is such a brilliant scholar. Shukadeva Goswami was self-realized in the womb. That's not their objective. Their objective is to speak the absolute truth. That's one argument. Second argument is, why would thousands of generations spend so much time poring over each and every word of Srimad Bhagavatam if it was simply a myth? Great scholars and pundits spend years poring over each syllable, not because it's some myth, but because there's great transcendental knowledge. Number three, if And we're learning this in our Chaitanya Charitamrita class at Radharaman Temple. Lord Chaitanya is impressing upon the sannyasis, the Mayavadis in Benares, that we take this words of Krishna as it is, we don't interpret. Prabhupada makes the point, yes, in Bhagavatam there are allegorical stories, but it is specifically indicated this is an allegorical story. Not that you global, oh, the whole thing's a mythology or an allegory. No. Bhagavatam is such science, when it's an allegory, it'll stipulate this is an allegorical story. Not that, oh, the whole thing. No. Then you won't reap the benefit. You'll miss out. You'll cheat yourself. When it says that Krishna left Govardhan Hill for 7 days, we take it as it is. The first night at Shekhar's house, or the second night, we read the story of the churning of the ocean of milk. One of the incidents I forgot to leave out. Remember, the mountain was in the ocean, it sank, they needed a pivot, so Lord Krishna appeared as Kurma. Kurma at that time assumed a form of 800 million miles. We take it as it is, we don't speculate. Oh, that's, no. Who are me to speculate? If Shukadeva Goswami and Vyasadeva have written 800 million miles, that's what it is. We treat Vyasadeva and Shukadeva Goswami as transcendental scientists. Does anybody tell a doctor or a scientist, when a doctor or a scientist says something, you don't go, oh, that's mythology. No, if the doctor tells you or the scientist tells you something, you accept it. You're a layman. What do you know? Yesterday, I went to see a doctor and they were doing some echo thing of my heart. So after, the lady doctor was showing me, see here, see here, see here. She was so, what am I going to say? Oh, that's mythology. No, I take what she says. She's the doctor, not me. So Vyasadeva and Shukadeva Goswami are the doctors. We take the prescription as it is. Good enough? Have I given you enough ammunition? Well, you asked the question. All right. So although she tried to tie the hands of her son with ropes, she always found the rope to be always insufficient. And when she finally gave up, Lord Krishna, by and by, opened his mouth, wherein the mother found all the universes situated. Seeing this, she was doubtful in her mind, but she was convinced in a different manner of the mystic nature of her son. So it appears there that Brahma is combining two incidents into one. Because the way it appears in 10th canto, there were two occasions when Krishna revealed to Yashoda that the whole universe was within his mouth. One time was when his friends accused him, you're eating dirt. Mother Yashoda, your Krishna's eating dirt. They wanted to get Krishna in trouble, which sometimes kids do. They tell the parents, your son did this. Krishna said, I didn't eat dirt. Mother Yashoda, being a good mother, open your mouth. Let me see if you've eaten dirt. So when she looked in Krishna's mouth, she saw the whole cosmic manifestation. She saw herself and she saw Krishna in his mouth. Do you see that when you look in your child's mouth? What do you see? Teeth, germs, cavities, and candy after Halloween. But Yashoda sees within the mouth of her son, the whole cosmic, she becomes bewildered. And then she realizes, I don't know. Maybe Krishna is some demigod, I don't know. But in any case, he's my son. Everyone chant the Maha Mantra, please.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Batukji.